My name is Elena Masters. I am 15 years old. Today is November 20th, 2020, and I'm speaking with Parker Shin, who is my classmate. We are recording this interview in Farmington, Missouri. Can you tell me about a person who is kindest to you in your life?
Yes, my middle school English teacher, Miss Fink. She was kind of known throughout the school as like the cranky old lady that everybody was kind of scared of, but she and I got along really well, and I had a surgery performed when I was in middle school, and it was very like it just took a toll on me, and she showed compassion to me throughout that whole process that nobody else really did outside of my like immediate family, and it was just really sweet and sincere, and we have a really great relationship, and I appreciate everything she did.
Can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life? What lessons did the person teach you?
Well, my mom has definitely had a big impact on my life. Me and my sister, we have this funny little thing going on with our parents where whenever my sister was young, my mom was working a lot, so my dad took care of her at home. And now that I'm here, my dad's working a lot, and my mom takes care of me at home. So I see my mom a lot more than I see my dad, and we've got a really good relationship. And she has just kind of taught me some courtesies and just like mannerisms that I think are really important to know, especially in this crazy world that we live in. You know, she's always taught me how to like respect other people, know right from wrong, not infringe on boundaries, and I've really appreciated that helpful like insider info she's given me. So yeah, definitely my mom.
For future generations of your family listening to this year's from now, is there any wisdom you want to pass on to them? What would you want them to know?
Don't be burdened by like the expectations or traditions of the past. You know, I think a lot of the times when we get nervous about thinking about the future, we think of how will our parents see us or how will our friends think of us, you know, and I don't think we should do it like that. I think we all need to just be whoever we want to be and just live our lives how we choose. So yeah, don't feel like you have to hold up traditions or values or anything that you don't want to, because it's your life.
Okay, thank you.
Bada bing, bada boom.